is up, Bolap? It is your girl, Nicole Knight, and welcome to another episode of Continue with me. I hope you guys are doing good, having an amazing day. If not, I hope your day gets better, because you deserve it. You deserve it, okay? I do sound a little groggy because I kind of had the flu. And not kinda, I did have the flu. Like, I was like close to dying, guys. I was dying. I was not feeling well. So that's one of the reasons why I've been MIA on here and my other social media platforms, you know. Yeah, but that's not the only reason. I'm not gonna blame the flu for not being productive, if we could say that. I think I've really been experiencing year-end fatigue. So that's what I'm talking about this in this episode. Year-end fatigue, or end-year fatigue. I know people call it end-year fatigue. I don't know why I call it year-end fatigue. But yeah. So on today's episode, I'm going to be speaking about year-end fatigue and how I've experienced it and how I'm experiencing it, because it's not over. Like, I can still feel it, but I'm feeling a little bit better. I'm feeling a bit better because I'm up, I'm doing stuff, I'm working, and yeah. So basically, year-end fatigue, or end-year fatigue, as people would say, is when you experience like sort of like a burnout towards the end of the year, though. Like, you feel tired, you feel overwhelmed, you start questioning everything, you start questioning your productivity and your you know, the stuff that you've achieved throughout the course of the year, and if you've reached those expectations that you made in the beginning of the year. You know how people always like have this what is it called? Guys, what is it called? Please remind me. Please comment down below or tell me in my DMs, like, what it's called. I forgot that list that you make in the beginning of the year when you say, I want to do this, like, the goals list. But there's a specific name for it. I'm sure there's a specific name for it. I'm going to find it out. But, yeah, people make these expectations at the beginning of the year. Some of them are unrealistic. Some of them are realistic. But, yeah, one can only dream, right? So, and your fatigue usually just comes, well, kicks in during like November, December, you know, the last 2 months of the year, when you start questioning if, you know, you did what you wanted to do before the year ends, you know, end up with a bang, you know. But hey, mine just started kicking in October. Like, from the beginning of October, I've been feeling in your fatigue. I've been feeling fit. And I think mine is more towards compassion fatigue, because I'm more of a content creator, right? So I have not been up to creating content. So point where I actually told my sister, I was like, you know, Alex, like, I'm struggling to do what I do best. I'm really struggling to do what I do best. Like, for example, taking pictures, creating reels, making YouTube videos. I am struggling. Like, I am so tired. I'm feeling burnt out. I am tired. I am just so tired. So I feel like I'm really experiencing compassion fatigue, which is when you start, you know, not feeling compassionate about the things that you love doing and the things that you would feel up to doing. You don't feel like up to doing it anymore. Like, for me, I would be up for a photo shoot any day, any time. You know, I will be up for it. But, you know, I'm not feeling up to it anymore. Like, I would rather just sit in my room, watch Netflix, and, you know, do nothing. Do nothing, you know? So, yeah, I've really been experiencing that. And that would explain why I have been MIA. But, yeah, it's been really, really, really hectic. And, like, I've been really reluctant to, you know, waking up in the morning and, you know, getting my day started. Like, I don't want to say that I'm a morning person, but sometimes I really like waking up in the morning, you know, cleaning up, showering, and then starting my day off. But since the beginning of the month, I haven't been feeling like that. And I'm only starting to, you know, starting to do those stuff now, like this week. It's only Tuesday, so it's only been a day. It's only been a day. So I'm really, you know, getting back into the groove of working, enjoying what I'm doing, you know. And I started, I was actually venting on my close friends on Instagram and telling them that, you know, I'm really tired. Like, I feel like Instagram has become more work than fun, you know. And that shouldn't be how it is. I should be having fun. I should enjoy what I do. I should be enjoying what I do. Because I'm compassionate about... Not compassionate. I'm passionate. I am passionate about creating content. I love creating content, guys. I love it. And I've just felt, you know, reduction from doing that. You know, I don't want to do it anymore. Like, I'm just feeling icky. I am tired. I am experiencing headaches. It's just a lot, guys. It's just a lot. And I don't think that I'm the only one experiencing this. I really don't think I'm the only one experiencing this. People do experience this. And it doesn't mean that you're depressed. It doesn't mean that you have chronic anxiety. It doesn't mean any of that. It's just common for people to experience year-end fatigue. Well, end-year fatigue. You know what? I'm calling it year-end fatigue. I'm calling it year-end fatigue. It is normal to experience year-end fatigue, you know. But, you know, it's not healthy to stay in it, though. It's a very toxic cycle that people experience towards the end of the year. And it's not healthy to stay in it. That's why you need to learn how to get yourself out of it, you know. And, I don't know. I am still trying to get out of it. That's why I don't think that it would be like the best for me to start giving advice or telling you guys how I am doing it, because I'm still learning and I'm still trying as well, because I don't have it all figured out yet. Like, I'm not even gonna lie, I do not have it all figured out at the moment. So I'm also trying. Imagine having year-end fatigue and also being depressed and also having anxiety. Imagine. Imagine. But you know what? I believe that I'm capable of getting out of this, you know? I'm capable of getting out of it. It's just hard. It is difficult because I've been questioning myself, you know, in this whole cycle of me experiencing this end-year fatigue. I've been questioning whether I've done great things this year, you know? Like, what have I done? Like, I've set myself down. I've even broken down into tears. Started crying, guys. Like, what have I done this year? You know, and it's very tricky. It tricks your mind. Your end fatigue tricks your mind because I have done quite a lot this year. I've done quite a lot this year, and I am quite proud of myself, because in the beginning of the year, I did not think this was gonna happen. I didn't think I was gonna have a podcast. I didn't think I'd have YouTube. I wouldn't think that I was gonna become an influencer. Like, it was not part of my plans at all. And it's just amazing to see how much I've grown and how much I've done, you know, and how much I'm still gonna do, because this is just the beginning. I'm just building and forming my forming a platform for what's still to come, you know. And year end fatigue is really tricking me and really putting me in a space that I don't want to be in. I think that's what's pushing me to get out of this. Get out of this year-end fatigue vibe that's going on, because it's tricking me into believing that I haven't done great things this year, whereas I have. So I've definitely learned that through this experience of year-end fatigue, I've really learned how to appreciate myself and be proud of myself. And like, I took a second in those moments of me breaking down and crying and feeling overwhelmed and just experienced so much of anxiety, you know. I took a moment and I was like, Nicole, you're doing fine. You're doing great, actually. You're not just doing fine. You're doing great. You're doing okay. Like, you're okay, you know. Because, guys, I was feeling horrible. I felt horrible. And you just have to realize that it's okay. If you're experiencing year-end fatigue, it's okay. You do not have to end off with a bang. You don't have to finish off with a bang. What you have done is enough. What you have done is all that you could have done, you know, for this year. And it's okay. It's just the beginning. It is just the beginning. Next year is another year for you to, you know, achieve the things that you thought you would achieve this year. Next year is another year to start over. Next year is another year to do better. Do better because you have learned new things. You've been through things this year and you have more experience than you did 2 years ago or a day ago, you know? And you just have to know that it's okay. You have time. You have time. Because I was thinking and I was like, you know, I wish this year was longer. Because, you know, I need more time. I need more time to do this, that, to achieve more than this and all of that. No, guys. Sikhwan is cards. Ungarashi. Relax. You've done all that you could have done this year. And it's okay. So, yeah, that's it for today's episode. That's why I've been MIA. Your girl has been experiencing endure fatigue. And I'm trying my best. I'm trying my best to push. I'm trying my best to do what I can do and what I'm capable of doing. Because I am just a bit tired. I'm just tired. And that's okay. There's nothing wrong with being tired. I'm just resting. And yeah. So thank you so much to those who listened till this far. And I hope you have an amazing week. And I hope that you get better if you are experiencing endure fatigue. I really hope it gets better. And also, if you are and you have any tips or tricks that you'd like to share with others, leave a comment down below. And yeah, thank you guys. Bye, y'all.